Welcome, everyone. Welcome, light workers. Welcome, angelic beings, Yogi Bhajan, Baba Sri Chand, and all the beings and masters that have just came in. I felt the presence of them coming in to join us on the call today to channel. I hear them saying they're happy to channel the high frequency energy of other dimensions through us onto the planet. And again, they're rejoicing with us and doing this beautiful seva together to bring these sattvic, lighter energies to share them with all on the planet as we are joining our hearts together and uplifting Mother Earth, uplifting Gaia, uplifting ourselves into these other frequencies, these other dimensions that have been veiled. There's been a veil between dimensions for a long time, but they're saying at last that Creator has given permission for the veils to be lifted. The divine experiment is time to really be activated. The divine experiment of the possibility of every human being able to experience their own divinity, their own essence as a co-creator with the infinite, with the angels, with other realms. And they're saying that that's been veiled for a long period of time, but we're now being activated for that to, again, be a reality for those who choose that. And they're thanking us for making this energy available to so many, this frequency. They're saying that our healing, our bringing of this light, of this spiral light, is what they're showing me right now, would not be available if we hadn't been doing this work for the last couple of years. So thank you, everybody, from them. And what we are going to continue to share and discuss today, we began last week with our discussion of the 10, the radiant body, the 1 with the 0, how to walk in your radiance, which is the perfect topic as we've moved into Leo, as we know, last Thursday. So we have the sun sign of Leo, which is opens us up to our radiance, where Cancer is more of an internal, get in touch with your internal flow, your internal feelings, your internal state, your internal feminine flow. We start to move into Leo, which starts to want us to bring our radiance out, our divine masculine, to activate our divine masculine, our infinite self, to bring that radiance out of the closet of our internal desires. So this is the perfect timing to really express the solar energy, the middle of the summer, the brightness of the sun, and to move our heart energy, our solar energy, out into the world. And we've talked a lot about getting in touch with our soul. What is our vibration? What are our gifts that we want to share with the world? And we can just breathe in the solar energy and just open our arms and embrace the world and exhale all of our lovely happiness and radiance and divine bright light into the world. And that is truly a beginning in walking the path of the infinite, which will just be ever expanding light. So this time of Leo is the perfect time to feel that and express that and move this flow of these feelings that we've been having, these deep thoughts, this Pluto, this deep healing that we've been going through. They're saying, move it out in the world, get together with some friends and dance and laugh and cry and shout and move it all about. So it's really a time for being outside, for being connected with nature. And it was kind of interesting, just right before this call, I was wanting to get centered and balanced, and I walked outside and in the backyard. Almost instantly, a beautiful butterfly, a beautiful black butterfly with yellow around its wings, came right up to me, right to my third eye, like a kiss, and then flew around me, flew around my head, like activating my crown chakra in a spiral, and then flew off. And I felt so blessed. That happened all in the space of about 2 minutes right before this call. So I wanted to share with everyone that, yes, I had a butterfly sighting, which to me was my own little activation. And so the fifth dimension, the higher frequencies, are so here for us as we open up to them and know that we are part of the planet, part of the world, part of these other dimensions, that we're not separate, that what we need is coming to us more and more. What we need of these higher frequencies, this purification, this sattvic pure energies, is just pouring onto the planet more and more. Now with these solar rays of Leo and the Sun, we can get high doses of this. So it's a time to really receive these infusions from Spirit, and to walk with that and let it flow through our legs and feet and send it into Mother Earth and activate the crystals in the center of the planet. And I made some crystalline spray from, I've been enjoying that from the amethyst, big amethyst crystal I activated, and I just have it next to my computer. So to get my my solar crystalline activation frequency, I just spray myself with that a few times a day, and that really helps me stay activated. So we've talked about activating crystals, and that's a really easy way to keep that burst of energy coming forth, even when you're inside in front of your computer. Keep that connection. So we had at the beginning of July, just as a brief recap to let you know what energies we've been incorporating and what's still going on with us now in terms of the planetary frequencies that we've been getting beamed with. The beginning of July, we did have that cardinal cross with the new moon in the sign of Cancer, and that's what we've been talking about, having these intense flowing feelings. And this actually was the third eclipse in a row and the third consecutive year where the eclipse did occur in the sign of Cancer. So, activation of the Divine Feminine. And so the new moon, that is the beginning of something. So we're saying, what with the new moon, how do we want to expand our awareness, and how do we want to initiate profound changes of how we view our expression on the planet and how we move into the ascension consciousness? So this cardinal cross really intensified these feelings of moving into the ascension. It's with the cross, we're on the cross to move into a higher frequency. And if we don't, if the planet and certain things get stuck in the lower frequencies, people will feel more and more intense pain if they don't move into these higher frequencies. In other words, if they keep doing things that don't work or cause pain to the planet or pain to others. So we started out with the month with the intensity of feelings, which is signified by this Cancer energy, these Cancer eclipses. This cardinal cross involved the sun, the moon, there we go, the balance of the solar and the lunar, the divine feminine and the divine masculine. The sun, the divine masculine, and the lunar, the moon, the divine feminine, with Uranus, the planet that you will change, abrupt changes, fast changes. Pluto, the depth of our unconscious, what's really deep also in the collective unconscious that's coming up to the light now. And Saturn, which says form. So with this, what is the form that these new flowing energies want to take? What's the new form? And so the signs were Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So Aries is, how are we going to initiate the new? What is the new form? And Cancer, what's the new form of the Divine Feminine? And Libra, where's the balance with the Divine Masculine? And Capricorn says, no, that's the authority. How do we move out of the patriarchy into a new authority? How do we move into our own internal authority? How do we move from being externally motivated, being told by external authorities, whether it's institutions that no longer work or schools that no longer work because everybody's cheating? How do we move into that divine feminine and become our internal guide? How do we become our own internal authority? Because these cardinal signs involve action. That's what cardinal signs signify. And so now we're being shown, as we move into Leo, where on the planet and where in our individual lives do we need to take action? What needs new action? What needs a new form? So with this Uranus energy, we're awakened. We could be awakened suddenly and become have like an instant awareness, like a flash of lightning. And it could be a sudden change or upheaval, and it could be good, like moving suddenly. Suddenly deciding I need to move and finding a new house, as certain people have done. So it could be a sudden change, and we could suddenly find ourselves in a completely different situation. Or it could be a sudden change of perspective. So these are the awarenesses and the requirements for us to break free from restrictions and move into the connection with the infinite. So that's what we're talking about. In the infinite, there's no limits to, with that Cancer energy, how we can move and flow, where we've been in a very restricted, so to speak, patriarchal and dominator culture. So we're moving into the possibility of being able to flow, infinite flow, many possibilities, not restricted by external circumstances. So this is a collective transformation, as we've seen all over the planet with revolutions and all kinds of things that are going on. So this energy is determining and is a guide and is a wake-up call, and it determines how we're going to transfer these events from the external to the internal, how these events are going to be transformed and how they're going to show up not only in our own lives, but how they're going to show up in planetary transformation. So it could appear like a very intense internal battle. And so with the sun going into Leo, we should feel some relief from that internal conflict when we know what direction we're going, when we know how we want to move into the world with our gifts, whether it's just getting together with a few friends and chanting the Adi Shakti mantra, or doing our Satanama every day, or however that shows up for you. But this is what we're talking about. We're talking about learning to connect with our own self-mastery in a step-by-step manner. And that's what we talked about last week with that 10. The 10 is our radiance. It's our self-mastery, and this is the time to move into becoming our own master. So with these new energies, we have a new direction that we're being shown of our evolutionary process. And that's what the intensity of the eclipse and the cardinal cross has shown us in July, that we're being shown the intensity and the need to evolve individually and collectively. So if you feel things intensely or turn on the TV and the news looks intense, that is the energy that we are now being asked to reform. It's like terraforming. It's really reshaping the landscape of the planet that we're on. So we have to say, are we ready? Are we willing to change and transform on this deep internal level? That's the question that we're being asked. And anything that's been suppressed or hidden or ignored is going to pop up to the surface. And we're going to be able to see what we want to do with those deep hidden energies. And we're going to be impacted. We're going to be impacted by how that maybe our perceptions will change about things that have been hidden. We may be asked to change our perceptions about who we think we are. We may be asked to change our perceptions if we have thoughts like, I'm not good enough. I was recently with a friend, and the friend kept telling me what had been coming up was the feeling of not being worthy. So it's things like that. There's a collective thought of, a lot of times people have the feeling of being not good enough, and that's just a suppression, a feeling of suppression. So when you're expanded into infinite awareness, thoughts like I'm not being good enough can expand into co-creation, expand into flow. They can flow out and they can be released in the space of the infinite. So this is also a time of really claiming a bigger space for yourself and for people around you. Maybe just give people a little bit more time. Maybe it's a time for more compassion, more space, because there might be things with you or people around you where they have really deep feelings come up. So let those feelings come up. I was counseling, working, doing a Shakti activation recently, and a lady was talking about feelings that came up with her husband, and I was, and how she didn't like it, and I was just letting her know, this is the time to really give people space, because deep feelings can come up. And I was saying, I know you feel it and it's painful, but don't take it personally. In other words, if you need to get away from it or spend some time with another friend or whatever, let people have their feelings, because deep feelings are going to come up. It's not a time to suppress your feelings or be in a situation where you feel that somebody else needs to suppress their feelings. And I'm not saying take it on like abuse. I'm saying just notice that intense feelings are going to come up, and maybe have compassion and give other people space to have their feelings. And just look at that. Don't take it, but maybe take some space for yourself so that these energies can come up to be broken up. So these deep suppressed energies can be broken up and be sent into the light of the Leo sun. So it's really a time to allow these energies to find a new expression, to not have to be suppressed. It's a really a time where we can allow things that have been stuck to move into the space of the infinite and find new inspirations. And it's a time to really to tune into ourselves and our own inner guidance from our soul. And this is what we talked about last week. We talked about that experience of soul talk, really talking to your soul. We know we have mind talk, and we have self talk, and we have all these different talks. But it's a time to really move more into soul talk, having these conversations like we started talking about last week with your soul, so that your inner world and outer world can start to feel more coherent for you as you express yourself more in the outer world in this time of Leo. And you can reawaken the gifts that you have, that you really want to share even more, and the knowledge and the wisdom that you have, and the divine feminine energies, that which is the energy of moving from constriction to co-creation with the infinite. The goddess is woman plus. It's moving from just knowing that you're not just a finite woman that's, you know, whatever, here to be possessed by men, or whatever these old imprints we've had, these patriarchal imprints that have shown up on the planet with war and conquering and all those kinds of things. It's a really time to say, what if we're not just woman, but we're woman plus, we're an expanded woman, we're a 10, we're a radiance, we're an infinite woman, we're woman plus. And we hold that vibration of the plus, we hold that vibration of the infinite, and we radiate that out onto the planet now. So that's the time that we're talking about. And moving into this Leo, of course, the divine masculine, which we have both, is the time to be, add the plus to everything, add the plus to everything. The plus is the infinite. The plus is the expansion. And what allows us to move into this expansion is really connecting with our heart and really feeling the love. When we have the soul talk, what comes through is the love. Our soul is just pure divine love. So when we can let that divinity of our own soul and the love of the infinite come into our hearts, Now we're starting to experience the world from the higher dimensions, from the dimension where love is abundance, where love is flowing, where we're connected to co-creation, to the angels and guides, and to that space where there is, where there are no limits, and we can move beyond our fears, and we can move beyond our discomfort. So it's becoming easier to flow with that Cancer energy, flow into the infinite. So that's what we've really been working with in July, and we're going to continue to be impacted with this with these energies, with this flow, and we're going to keep moving through this current evolutionary process into a whole idea of ascension for many more people, even if they don't have that word. They're going to be awakening to what they need to feel that they need to express themselves. People that don't even have some of the words that we use that may sound obscure, whatever, for people who aren't familiar with that. But this expansion, and this expansion of the divine feminine, of woman plus, involves, as we practice our soul talk, involves expanding our intuition, our feelings of nurturing for self and others, our feelings of compassion, of understanding, and that feeling of unconditional love, that we're just vibrating at that frequency of unconditional love. So with our intuition guiding us, as we talk to our soul, we know that the greatest power is that connection with our soul, which connects us with love and connects us with others. And we know that we're going to allow our gifts to continue to flow out as we receive this divine knowledge as we talk to our soul, because we are holding divinity within us. And divinity and infinity sound very similar. So if divine sounds too, you know, churchy for some people, think about infinite. And if that's too scary, you know, like maybe people you're talking to or working with, think about expansion, think about expression. So those are words and energies that everybody is feeling right now. If people feel limitations, if people feel frustrated, if people feel intense feelings that they want to feel some relief from. So the sun's moving from this watery feminine sign into a fiery masculine energy of Leo. And so this is going to move us into the balance of masculine and feminine energy. So think about that we're going to move it more into balance, and that these energies, think about grounding and think about your feet and wiggling your toes. And you can help stabilize this shift as you feel more connected to your soul talk and your infinite nature. So that's what we're moving. We're moving into this feeling more comfortable in these bigger dimensions, feeling more self-assured, feeling more self-aware, and feeling more guidance. And with this, we'll have more room for excitement and more room for joy and more room to feel creative and these warm flows of love with the Leo sun are going to be moving through us during this time. And last week, as we talked about the one and the zero, we also want to understand this week that the one in numerology, being the soul, representing the soul frequency, that the next three numbers, as we touched on last week, were 2, 3, and 4, which are the negative, positive, and neutral mind. So the next piece in connection with our soul talk is to work with the mind, the projection of the mind, to be really aware how we're directing our mind and to understand what we're doing with our mind and to understand that the negative mind has a certain tendency and the positive mind has a certain tendency and the neutral mind has a certain tendency. But we want to work with all of them and get into that space of the heart and know that our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are real. And I remember when I first heard Yogi Bhajan say, thoughts are things, I was thinking, what? Thoughts are things? They're just nothing. There's so many. And he said 10,000 thoughts per wink of the eye. So we're being bombarded by, you know, that many thoughts. So it's important to know that each thought has a vibration, and that's why we chant, and that's why we pay attention to talking to our soul, and that's why we pay attention to qualities like compassion. So the 2, 3, and 4, the negative mind can also be thought of as a way to work to guide us through to where we want to get to. So we can, it's a way to work through blocks. It's a way to work through vibrations or situations we don't want to be in. So think of the negative mind as the beginning of a big guidance system, and the positive mind just is part of the booster seal. It can say, wow, that's a great direction. And then when we get to the neutral mind, that's the connection with the heart, the connection where the infinite, the connection where we really have that internal intuitive flow. So just think of the negative, positive, and neutral mind as the rocket fuel that's going to get us to our destination, that's going to lift us off into the infinite, where we have that freedom of expression and that flow and those wonderful feelings of flowing and glowing with divine love, and that merging feeling that we feel so many times, so maybe when we're chanting or hugging someone we love or looking at the flowers or walking on the beach, all these things. And also being aware that our mind has certain qualities. It has, basically, our mind has the qualities of the gunas, which are really the animal, earth, or angelic qualities. And tamasic is generally considered to be the animalistic qualities. And rajasic is the earth qualities. And sattvic are the angelic qualities. So, of course, the more we become in the flow of light and our thoughts become lighter and we're allowing ourselves to direct our minds rather than have our minds direct us or pull us down, we move into that quality of being, that angelic human, that sattvic human. And Yogi Bhajan used to say, and I see him smiling right now, I'm glad you remembered what I taught you. He's enjoying us. That he used to say that we are all composed of three parts, three aspects, the animal part, the earth or human part, and the angelic part. And so during this time, we want to remember what path we're on. And as we direct our 2, 3, and 4, our numerology of the mind, developing our mind, we want to be really focused on moving into the sattvic energies. We want to really move into that feeling of union with spirit. We want to really move into that feeling of being peaceful, of being graceful. We want to move into that frequency of the green energies, the heart energy. We want to move into our intuition. We want to move into that feeling of the God and the goddesses being present within us. We want to be the woman plus and the man plus. We want to balance the divine feminine with the divine masculine. So working with our mind, those are the qualities that we're working with. So we want to really remember that that we want every day to move more and more into our angelic qualities of kindness, of compassion, of listening to ourselves, of japa, of meditation, of satanama, of balancing our emotions. So this is where we're going. And that's a little review of Cancer, July, and how we're working with those energies. So I think now we can get ready to work with our Rama Dasa, our planetary healing, remembering that the awe sound opens up our heart and takes us into the angelic sattvic realm. So you can sit cross-legged and palms up, elbows over your knees, lifting up on the diaphragm to open up your heart chakra, shoulders rolled up and back, and head back on top of your spine so that your heart energy is what fills your world around you. Praying for the planet and our connections with the infinite, for ourselves and others. Thank you. Inhale. Put your hands on your heart. Let the energy come into your body as you exhale all the way down to your feet into the center of Mother Earth, activating the crystalline frequency, the crystals in the core of Mother Earth. Beautiful. Take a breath in and let your energy connect with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, the star system, the star energy, the star frequency, the starlight that's coming onto the planet. Bring that into your field. Beautiful. Integrating Gaia with the heavens, divine feminine, divine masculine, heaven and earth, as we all unify and lift into the higher frequencies, the higher realms, with the angelic kingdom rejoicing right now. There's lots of angels with us right now. So feel the angels and the guides and the masters blessing you right now with their grace. Right now is a moment of blessing. A thank you for your meditation, for your presence. So feel that moment of grace, and if there's any situation in your life that you'd like to change or be different, ask right now the energy of the masters, the gurus, that you would like to receive their grace so that it can dissolve anything that is a problem for you right now. Beautiful, that's it. That's it, that's it. Wow, yes. And they're telling me that you can call upon the grace of the guru, the grace of the masters, because that's what can quickly dissolve or can dissolve difficult situations for you and move you into this frequency. So at any time with your soul talk, you can call upon the grace of the guru to take you into a better place if you're experiencing pain or something that needs to be shifted, but that's available to you. Beautiful. Okay, so just go ahead and breathe. Breathe into your heart. Let your heart heal. And send your love out to the planet. Inhale and exhale, stretching your arms up if you can, and shaking from your fingertips, wiggling your fingers, and feeling this light move all through your body, this starlight. It's starlight. We're being blessed by the stars, the brilliance of the starlight coming through the sun. The sun's a giant star as we move into Leo. And we'll send this starlight intentions out to the planet today. Our good intentions for peace, for prosperity, onto the planet, for health, for happiness, for all to receive the blessings. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yogi Bhajan's again reminding us to do Satanama meditation, or play the chant during the day, and I know some of you do that every day, but we'll just have a couple minutes of Satanama just to anchor in that vibration at the very end of this call. That's the request I'm getting from Yogi Bhajan right now, so we'll just do a couple minutes. Thank you. inhale. Satnam. 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 Thank you, everybody, for being with us today and for doing this healing work for yourself and for others. And the angels and guides, thank you. And we will be together on Thursday and next week. So again, inhale like we did just a minute ago, and inhale all that beautiful starlight, and then let it fall into your aura, your radiant body, as you move forward into the sun, the Leo sun. So I think we'll end this call unless anybody else has an intention or something they want to say. We're about at time, but we could take a couple more minutes. I'm just checking in. If anybody would like to share anything. If not, it's okay too. Are we good? Okay, inhale and exhale. Let the starlight move through your energy field during this beautiful Leo month, and we'll talk to everybody a week from today and Thursday. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Satnam, everybody. See you soon. Thank you. Satnam. Bye-bye.